And good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Interoperability Standards Workgroup. I'm Mike Perry with ONC, and I'd like to thank everyone for joining us. All of our workgroup meetings are open to the public, and your feedback is welcomed, which can be typed in the Zoom chat feature throughout the meeting, or can be made verbally during the public comment period scheduled toward the end of our meeting this morning. I'm going to do a quick roll call of our our workgroup members. So when I call your name, let us know if you are here. And I'll start with our co-chairs, Sarah DeSilvi.
I'm here.
Nerys Sundararajan.
Morning, I'm here.
Pooja Bhabra.
Good morning, here.
Shia LaBlend.
Present.
Ricky Bloomfield. Hans Wittendyke.
Good morning.
Christina Caraballo is not able to join us today. Grace Cordovano. Raj Dash.
Good morning, here.
Steve Eichner. Major Garrett. Raj Gobarty. Bryant Thomas Karras. Stephen Lane.
Good morning.
Hung Wu.
Good morning.
Meg Marshall. Anna McAllister. Glenn McDonald. Devin McGraw.
Good morning.
Aaron Neary. Aaron Neinstein. Kikilama Ocean Kenton. Mark Savage.
Good morning.
Michelle Shriver. Shelly Spiro. And Ram Charam.
Good morning.
Good morning, all. I'll turn it over to Sarah and Nerys to get us started. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. Naresh and I are really grateful for you coming here on a Friday morning to complete our charge. Grateful for all the work that's happened this week. Our task is to just resolve a few of the comments that we have remaining on the draft final recommendation. So we hope to get swiftly to it. Shelley's here so that we can make sure that we can get that recommendation set. I do want to state that, just a reminder, the most important thing is for us internally to come to agreement and just to make things as clear as possible. There's just one element that I feel like actually needs agreement internally with the ISWG, and hopefully the CMS friends will come if they can. So Naresh, any other further comments? Grace is here before we dive into the work.
Nope, let's dive in, Sarah.
All right, to the draft we go. I just want to note, as we're navigating to the draft, that although there was were a few comments and elements that we were talking about reviewing offline, I think there was actually only one that was taken offline, and that was Mark, who kindly met with Carmela. Kind of settled on some of the language in those. I think it was the provenance elements, Mark, and a few other things. So we still have to come to agreement on, just at least internally, on some of the elements of in the laboratory section. I'm glad that Hung and Raj are here to help us do that. If we can go to the first comment, we have everything kind of labeled. I think it was element number 4. I'm scrolling down. I've labeled everything that needs review. Oh, here we go. So mostly we just wanted to make sure that we finalized recommendation number 4. We changed some of the language here. And we do have a future recommendation down below, but is everyone okay with recommendation number 4 as it stands, recommending the ONC work with CDC, CMS, state, tribal, local, and territorial agencies and other key healthcare public health authorities to identify and evolve appropriate vocabulary standards for facility information, facility type? Are we okay with this?
Looks good.
I think so. All right, accepted changes. Resolving this one, if we can, just as we go on. Okay, down to the next. I believe we go down. Here we go. Here I want to acknowledge the extensive conversation we had before. Really, again, the priority is that we as an ISWG agree on what's here. So we have recommendation number 16 is recommending the ONC rename the patient summary and patient data class to patient care plan, and the assessment and plan of treatment element to care plan summary. Some slight changes, it looks like Stephen has a question. Some slight changes in language, and now let's go to Stephen.
Sorry, you go ahead and finish. I was just teeing up for Cindy.
So we've changed the language from suggest to ONC should. And there was a recommendation, perhaps they should move to the future section, but I just want to note that what we've heard and felt from the ISWG is that this language about what recommendations should happen are best from an ISG. Based on what I'm hearing, they should stay here with the recommendation because it's context. That's what I've heard so far. And if we can just figure out any next steps to resolve this element. Stephen?
Yeah, I agree that these comments should stay here as context. It's not about future work, but it's really specific to this one recommendation related to USCDI. So I think that does make sense. The other thing I just wanted to point out is that I was on a Sequoia project data usability work group call yesterday, and this very topic came up. And there was, again, the same thing, the concern about the name of this section and the importance of assuring that that the care plan, is clearly named so that everyone can agree to it. So I think this is a good recommendation. Thank you.
Again, incredibly grateful. Thank you, Stephen, for all the work of the subgroup that went into crafting this CalPERS recommendation. Any concerns for leaving the ONC shoulds in this area, because that seems to be the wish of the majority of the ISWG? If so, I believe we're ready to move on to the next element. Oh, Hans?
I completely agree that the shoulds are fine. Perhaps one tweak in the last sub bullet, assessment and plan of treatment, would remain the narrative care plan summary. Is it clear enough that from the recommendation that it was called assessment and plan of treatment, and we are suggesting to rename it, that this is still tied clearly enough to that? To me it is, but based on some of the feedback, I want to make sure that it's clear to ONC that this means change the name and it remains a narrative.
You might just try adding the word as. Assessment and plan of treatment would remain as the narrative care plan summary. I don't know if that captures it.
I'm okay with it. I want to make sure that from an ONC perspective, that is sufficiently clear.
I do want to note, so Carmela is out and Al is out. I think we're okay. Yeah, it seems to be.
Maybe if we say remain as the as the narrative care plan summary as proposed to be renamed, something like that, to make sure there's no confusion that it is the renamed care plan summary. And I'm happy to while we can keep on going to maybe phrase something that might work.
Shelley, do you have any thoughts here?
Not about that topic, but what I in the recommendation section, we should make sure that we're including the HL7 patient care group to as subject matter experts in this particular area as we begin to discuss this, because they are much more knowledgeable on the content of, especially the standards content in relationship to care plans.
I think that they are a notable and necessary part of the interested parties section. We certainly cannot do it without them, knowing how closely I work with patient care work group on terms and gravity. So care plan. So that's a wise recommendation. Okay. So I can see from Mark, renamed, if we put renamed before narrative, does that clarify things for you, Hans?
I think that, but let me just play with that and I'll get it back in the chat in a moment.
Okay, so if we can resolve all the comments so far, because I feel like we're generally good with most of the things that have updated. We're just working on the last little elements here, and this will allow us to get a cleaner doc. We all agree on what we need to say. We're just trying to figure out the best wording on that last bit, correct? And Hans is going to be, it either can stay as it is, or Hans will come up with a better term, or we'll add the renamed. And should we work on that and keep on going?
I just send it.
Oh, there we go. Care plan summary, the renamed assessment and plan of treatment would remain a narrative. That seems good to me.
That's Others? Good too.
Yeah, yes. Thank you, Hans.
That's fine. Thank you.
Wonderful.
So I can't see the chat, so can you tell me?
Yeah, so if you type in from what I'm going to do, I will put it in as a comment on the document and you can copy it from there, okay?
Great. Thank you. Does
that make sense? Yeah. All right. And then on to 17. I believe, again, this represents a lot of labor on the top of a subgroup. I feel like many of the recommendations and changes we've made so far met ONC's desires for clarification. Again, I've heard us very clearly saying that we want the context and the subtleties of this to remain in the recommendation because it represents the wisdom of the ISWG. There are very few changes to this as it stands. It's just, there's some, again, contextual statements with ONC should consider the following. All the text that the work group worked on remains there. If you scroll down, it's not changed per se. Any thoughts on accepting this recommendation as it stands right now?
Can you scroll up just a little bit more? Thank you. No further comments from me.
This is Shelley. Just a clarification. Is Advanced Directive still going to, is it going to be its own data class? I wasn't clear on that. Or will it be an element under another data class?
Can someone from the subgroup answer that question?
Yeah, I believe from the conversation that whether it ends up as a separate data class or not, that it is effectively considered another type of care plan in that the care plan has the characteristics of a narrative, structured components like goals, outcomes, interventions, et cetera, et cetera. And the difference between the types or the type of an advanced directive versus multi-chronic care, pharmacist care plan, et cetera, general care plan, et cetera, is that they're the care plans that are defined, authored, owned by the clinician. And there is the advanced directive that is essentially authored or at least under the direction of, as a representative of the patient, their care plan on what their goals are, their preferred interventions or not, their desired outcomes, their care team, as they see it, which then gets translated into one or more clinician care plans, driven care plans that are implementing to the best of their ability. So I think they're both care plans, but it plans in that sense, if we want to have them as a common data class with a type or two data classes that look very similar in the way that you implement it in FHIR, it's going to be the same thing. It's a care plan. That's I think, the struggle that we have. What's the most clear to get that across? So conceptually, they're types of a plan.
Mark and then Grace.
So I've been assuming that it would be it's sort of a both and answer to your question, Sarah, that it is both it's a data element, but that doesn't preclude it from also being listed as a type of care plan in the care plan data class.
Thank you, Grace.
We did address this as a small group. And if you look at the first point in the considerations, advanced directive is not a singular data element, but rather a data class. And also to Hans's point, a type of care plan that's typically authored by a patient, and really whatever the best way to bring this on as an on-ramp to make currently available unstructured advanced directive documents like PDF and scanned images. That's really the purpose of this recommendation.
Thank you, Grace. given the intense work that went into this in the subgroup and where we're at on Wednesday and where we are now, are we okay accepting this recommendation as it stands? Mike, I did update the language in the element above.
Great, thank you.
Yes.
I think we're good. It sounds like we're good if we can accept comments and move on. Thank you, friends. I believe these are just slight tweaks. Any concerns with adding an add in recommendation 19 here? The following developments, definitions of value assessment, the gender harmony project. This is again a repeat of what we recommended last year. I wasn't here, but we as the formal ISWG.
Good wording. Good word.
Thank you. Thank you. Moving on.
Such a simple add.
Yeah. And then, okay, this is where we're leaning in to the intent. And again, we're shifting from the amazing work that went into subgroups for care plan advanced directive. And thank you so much. We're leaning into the work that went into the, I'm going to give you a woohoo, Grace. We're now leaning into the work that happened within the laboratory subgroup. Again, my most pressing thing is to make sure the wisdom of that subgroup is conveyed in this recommendation. So if it's best to that subgroup to leave it as it is, that seems fine. Hung, any thoughts on?
I do. I wanted to provide explanation where we landed on this recommendation. The issue is that the for this data element, as it is in terms of the laboratory test performed date and time, the definition actually was what we were looking for, which is the clinically relevant observation time. However, the name is inappropriate for what it is meant to represent, which is why we suggested the name change. I do understand Carmelo's concern that there is now another level two element out there, also called specimen collection date and time. The reason we didn't select that because the definition did not fit. And so something needed to be changed. Either we changed the name of this one or we changed the definition of the other one. So I guess to satisfy that that concern, would it be possible to add another bullet point saying that this that the data element should be combined together? That way that removes it from level two and combines it with this one.
That seems an elegant solution.
I agree.
Agreed.
Thank you, Hung.
And it's also important to recognize that there is a test performed date and time that isn't as clinically relevant as the what's being proposed here, specimen collection date time.
It's still clinically relevant. It's just not as important to most clinical workflows.
Yes.
Yeah. The reason we wanted to change the name of this one is because we didn't want that this to continue to be floating out there saying that it is the clinically relevant time. So we wanted to remove that from circulation, but yet, be able to make use of it. And so if this solution is acceptable, then I think we can, if it's clear to ONC. I'm not sure if Mike can chime in on that.
I cannot, but when the recommendations go to the USCDI team, if they have questions, we know who to call, hon.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, and I believe you worked on this approach with Al, correct?
Yes, it was Al's recommendation that we rename
the
test performed date time to specimen collection date time as the most expedient and cleanest way to make this transformation.
Yeah, and that's helpful for context within ONC to interpret and understand the direction. So I think the added bullet helps. I think any concerns with moving forward with the recommendation as stands? Again, very grateful for the work of the laboratory subcommittee. None? Hooray. All right. And then I think the only thing that was remaining here was just where to place the rationale. There's nothing much that's changed in this section. Hung, any concerns? Anything to add here on recommendation 25? And or Hans, since you worked so closely, Hans has his hand up. Hans?
This might be another one, is that do we need to add anything for clarification? I'm perfectly comfortable with how it's defined here and where we landed. But it might be helping in reconciling some of the terms used in the submission or not. I was actually looking this morning back again at the statement and the submission of test kit unique identifier. And that might be in the recommendation where we immediately jump to test kit device name and manufacturer name, is that that might not be totally clear of a link. So perhaps what we need to do to make it more clear is that in the recommendation, we use the term unique identifier in some fashion, but we are narrowing it down and adjusting it to device name and manufacturer name. In the submission, it talks about the name, the model, the device, and the manufacturer, and then beyond that to the DI, but not the full UDI. It only talks about the device identifier, and I'm wondering whether that's part of the confusion. That to me, what's written here is very clear, but might be for ONC not reflecting the links of the words that are used in the submission. So just raising that, again, I'm perfectly comfortable with how it's stated here, but I might have been too much into the weeds and the trees and not see that forest part of it.
Do you feel like we need to put that context in the recommendation, or it also is here in record in the meeting, in the minutes, right? Yeah. For application to understanding the recommendation and context?
I mean, I think the rationale is already long, but it's very clear. I wouldn't recommend changing it.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I feel like we've heard concerns for clarity. I think both in the minutes and in the rationale, we're trying to address them. I think with barring any other commentary, I feel like it's okay to ask that are we okay with this recommendation as it stands, given the rationale and the work that was done by the subcommittee?
I like it.
Yeah. And perhaps Sarah as well, is that I think we know where to find a bit to further clarify this.
No, we won't go far. All right. So I think we can clarify this one as approved. I believe we're off to 27 now. So I believe this is some of the off. Mark, if you can help me here. This is some of the work that we took offline with you and Carmela. And I think the agreement was to have some slight updates in language, but to let it sit as it stands. If you can help us walk through, that'd be helpful.
Yeah, I think I understand Carmela's prior comments. We agreed to leave them as is. But then as I was going over it last night for the final time, I saw those unexpected words at the end of the lead recommendation, provenance author, which suddenly I didn't put them there when I was doing the recommendation. It wasn't in the spreadsheet. I went back and looked, and somehow there was a rewrite entered into the below the final recommendation to add those words. But that's not the point of the recommendation. So I suggest we just either delete those words, or even simpler would be just to stop after the first sentence and delete the second sentence. These are the ones we're recommending, the level two, because of the contribution to PGHD. Is that clear, Sarah?
That's helpful. So the thought is, we don't know how provenance author got, well, we do know. It was maybe a copy and paste problem. To either delete provenance author itself, or delete the whole second sentence. Stephen?
Yeah, Mark, I'm sorry, I don't think I've been in that subgroup, but I do recall prior discussions where we considered the use of provenance author for specific data elements as the appropriate tool to capture when data is generated by the patient. I guess the trick here is that ONC hasn't taken our recommendations in the past. And I think our challenge is how to craft this recommendation so that it both is likely to be accepted by ONC and is likely to allow us to capture, you know, that this is patient-generated data. It seems to me that the use of provenance author is one way that they might choose to do that, but not the only way. So I just raise that as context, not as wordsmithing.
Should we include that as
I read the sentence that was that, or the words that were added, all it would do is it would effectively leave those as level two data comments and ask ONC to make sure that whenever they are advanced to USCDI, that provenance author is a part of them. And instead, the recommendation is that they should be raised from level two to USCDI V4.
And that's fine. Yeah, however, whatever wording it takes to make that clear, I support.
So if the provenance author is important, but not the placement's incorrect, should we include it as context as we have in other recommendations?
I think it's been a source of confusion. I think the simplest and best approach would be just to delete that second sentence and put the semicolon after USCDI V4.
Any concerns with doing that?
Sounds good. Thank you, Mark.
Hearing none, let's erase the last sentence of the recommendation and have the semicolon start after USCDI V4. Thank you. All right. Thank you, Mark. So I believe we're now on to recommendation 30. Do we have any CMS friends or CDC friends with us today?
Yes.
Hi, Nedra. Thank you.
Yes, hi.
Hello. So this is probably the element that had the most conversation on Wednesday. And because there was some further clarity and about the complexity of a clear recommendation regarding medication administered. So we need to come to a resolution on what we all agree on putting forth now and what might need to be a work in progress. Shelley, I hope it's okay to call on you to provide some of the context, or Pooja, on the context about the clarity on medication route and some of the work to be done on understanding medication administered.
Yes, this is Shelley. under the route of administration, we do have codification for route of administration. We don't have codification to identify that a medication is administered. So you have a code for medication, but identifying it as being administered is, you'd have to say it's administered. It doesn't make sense to me. What code are you going to put to it? So we are looking at identifying the types of list that a medication would fall into, such as a medication administered, and attach a code to that particular medication that could be codified as it was medication administered. Same thing with discharge medication. We have to be able to identify that Rx norm or NDC code has been administered, or has been discontinued, or has been dispensed.
Thank you, Shelley, for the context. Again, in review on Wednesday, as we dove deeper into the recommendation, there's some confusion about whether some of these elements in contained of these three are ready for advancing, and maybe whether some of them might require more refinement. Hans.
Yes, the question that I have, and confusion that I have, that it seems like we are discussing two concepts relative to the level two medication administered code entry. When I'm reading the medication administered code entry in level two, a code or set of codes that specify the medication that was administered, then at that point in time, I understand that to be the record including the code for the medication that was administered. So a Tylenol was administered at 2 o'clock, 200 milligrams, whatever. Versus what I'm hearing Shelley express is that I would like to know that among my medications that have been administered or requested or dispensed or otherwise, I need to recognize the type of record, not the code of Tylenol or whatever, but the fact that this is administered versus prescribed, which is a different kind of concept about that would enable the kind of lists that I think I'm hearing Shelley talk about, so that I can create a list of prescriptions, or I can create a list of those that have been administered, et cetera. That's a characterization of what am I documenting, an administration or a prescription or a dispense or et cetera. And I think we need to clarify that, because level two seems to be talking about, I'd like to get an administration record that includes the medication code that was actually administered.
Thank you, Hans.
Which one of the two are we talking about?
Yeah, I think that was going to be more on CMS to explain, but essentially you're saying we don't have the codes available. It's almost like there are two different concepts that you're explaining, the code as well as the administration.
And right, but the administration has a code in that the administration includes which medication did I administer, which is represented by a code. And that's, I think, where the term code and medication starts to get, it can be used in the context of a code for the list it belongs to versus the code of the medication that's given. Both are codes. That's where I think the confusion comes in.
I'm going to, Pooja, if you want to weigh in.
Yeah, I think part of the reason we ended up moving the dispense medication was because there was confusion, and I don't think we had necessarily the code set that we needed to. So I know we could probably continue discussion, but my recommendation would be that this follows the same as the dispensed medication, and we really dig into this probably next time and make sure that we have the codes that we need.
Well, the codes will be the same as they would be for the medication, period. It's just a list it would be in would be dispensed.
And this is the work I hear Shelley speaking to that's happening in the ecosystem. Shelley?
Yes. So it would be a code that is identified as a type, whether it, so the medication falls into a type. So it would be medication administration would be the type that medication code, an ARCS norm or NDC, fits into. So it's sort of like a modifier of the code that would say, okay, this, because you can have a prescription that is dispensed, discontinued, part of a discharge. So there's different classes of what that one medication code falls into. We are working on trying to identify through the standards process in an NCPDP work task group, and also we'll bring to the pharmacy, HL7 pharmacy work group, to look at this and come up with what coding system we would want to use for the type of medication that would distinguish it as medication administered or medication discontinued, discharged, and such.
I'd like to suggest that you wouldn't have different codes. You'd have different fields.
So thank you so much, Clem. And we have Pooja and then Hans. I just want to state that at the 11th hour, which is where we are with our with this recommendation, it might be that we recommend, as we have in other elements, a specific focus on this critical element, all recognizing how important it is. And we advance the one we're super comfortable with, and we state, as we have above, ONC should work with stakeholders to ... just to make sure that we can come to agreement at the end of the hour. Pooja?
Yeah, I was just going to make one more suggestion. I wonder, I mean, if there are codes available for specific, maybe it's just a matter of updating the definition for this one and then making sure that's clear. So another option.
I don't know if that's apparent. Ike?
Thank you so much. I think part of the issue here is that we're confusing ourselves, or at least I'm confused, about looking at minister-to-minister code type and then talk about the method or who's administering it. It's a confounding label in terms of trying to describe what we actually, or what is actually intended, if that makes sense.
I think that's what some of what Hans was speaking to. Hans?
Yeah. Yes, and I'm completely in agreement with Ike and with Clem on this, that we have two concepts. One is a type that can help you put it in the right list, and the other one is the code of the medication that is either prescribed, administered otherwise. And in the way that it's currently modeled, and that's why I think we have to be very careful on how we do that in USCDI, I'm not convinced, as I think I'm hearing Clem as well, that the way it's going to be described, that that's going to be leading to a coding as opposed to, and now I have to unfortunately jump into how the underlying IT systems support this. You'll see them as different concepts or data classes, or in FireSpeak, different resources. You have the medication administration resource, where everything that's being administered is being recorded. You have the medication request, where everything that's being prescribed, that's being recorded. And certain kind of lists of certain kinds of medication are based on in which one or both or where they may sit, that are then valid to be included in that list. And honing in too much on a coding system in the definition, I think might lead people in the wrong direction of how you actually need to model it to make the IT systems under it possible for them to manage it. So I think we would have to be very careful, A, mixing the two concepts, and B, creating an assumption of how it's being implemented based on the wording and the approach being suggested by needing a code with a code system that has certain values. That may not be the best way to implement it.
It's not how it usually is implemented either. So
I completely agreed, but I didn't want to say that strongly. It's just okay. Not the way.
So I'm just going to restate the problem here. I'm going to break it down. So it sounds like are we comfortable with advancing medication administered code as an element as currently defined and structured in this recommendation at this time?
I would be uncomfortable in the way that it's implied and intended. It's one thing if it's level two as is, but yeah. I don't think that's what is for some the intent of that field is supposed to be. And changing it on the fly, I think, is not going to be helpful and confusing.
Shelley?
Yeah, I agree with Hans, but I'd like to hear from CMS as to what they envision this to be. What is a medication administration code as an example, and what are they using it for?
They're not here today.
I thought somebody was here.
Nadra is here from the CDC.
Oh, from CDC.
To suggest it's the same code. There's a code that identifies the medication, and it's the field or the message in which it's sent that clarifies what is the meaning.
So can I make a recommendation that we state for this particular element? We want to support our colleagues at CMS. We recognize that even this conversation recognizes there's clarity to be found, right? That we recommend that we go from recommending that it be added as such, that as we have above, that we say ONC should work with stakeholders on clarifying documentation of medication administered along with the work that's happening in the pharmacy standards ecosystem or something to that effect. And because we need to move forward, we have to spend the final hour here.
Sarah, this is Steve. I wholeheartedly support that, with the addition that we might want to remove the last words and public health, for De Bryant a little bit as to how critical these points are for public health. My personal perspective is there are other data elements that I would put at a higher priority for public health than this, but again, I would defer to Bryant. Well, does Bryant, do you have a quick thought on that?
Yeah, well, it depends on, excuse me, I'm suffering from a cold, so I'm trying not to talk much. It depends on the use case. You know, obviously for opioid or controlled substances, there is a public health need to know if the meds were actually used or administered. But for certain, you know, directly observed therapies, we're not going to rely on this data element. There's going to be an actual public health person watching the person take the pill and documenting it.
I think okay to state it's important to public health, and I see Mark saying this without saying it's the most important thing, because that was the driver from the CDC CMS recommendation, right? Was I don't think stating it's important for public health means it's the most important thing. It just means it's an important thing.
Right. I was probably catching that this is the only item that we call that has, I think, that has been identified as being important to public health. So, you know, if you're looking at that as a prioritization item, we didn't really rank the others at all as whether they're important or not.
I see what you're saying. Like, maybe we should go back and just put important to public health on all the data elements.
that was kind of my point. Again, I'm not at all suggesting it's not important. It doesn't have its useful. All of these tools have uses and probably implications, or maybe even significant ones for public health. I was just looking at why are we calling particular attention to this one without a clear use case, without it provided an actual example of a use case. And I think that context almost becomes important, because making that linkage to public health may be a little bit unclear to folks that are reading the recommendation as to why this element.
It might depend on whether we're actually recommending the elements.
Right, exactly. But
So if we're saying it's an ONC should work, right? We have to dispose of this fairly swiftly. We are 15 more minutes in our meeting. We have only one more element to discuss. This is the most challenging one. Shelley, any final thoughts?
My last out of that one is, if it gets approved, my suggestion would be use the language we discussed the other day about stakeholders and public health, because it's not necessarily stakeholders in that sense.
Correct.
The issue I have with this is the word code. Medication administration code does not make sense to me. It's the code. If you're saying that it falls into a bucket or to a field, that's fine. So then call it medication administration field. There is no medication administration code. That's the term that I have.
I do want to note that working on definitions at this hour is not necessarily feasible, because we are in we're in nuance, not definition time, because we have such little time. So I think based on all of that, I want to recommend that we, Nedra, and actually Nedra, I want you to speak before I try to wrap this up.
No, I just wanted to, you know, kind of express that the importance of, you know, the public health importance of this. When we put forth the recommendations, we also, you know, looked at them as a class, right? Looking at the USCDI medication data class, and we had actually specified that we need to have more specificity in that. So this is probably, you know, this conversation is indicative of that. But obviously, the importance is there from you know, an adverse drug event, as Brian said, opioid use, and just medication access. So I just wanted to add that, just as kind of support for the class in general, but for this particular data element, we do recognize that many of these need more specificity. So that was all I wanted to say from that perspective.
Thank you, Nedra. Of course, very grateful. So I'm going to have Hans speak, but I'm just hearing a general sense that akin to, I think we wanted to lean into this because we recognize that it's so important, but I think we're you know, this is why we originally said yes, right? But I think we're recognizing there's additional work to be done. So I hear us recommending that it be an ONC focus of effort over the course of the next year as a priority for USDI V5. And that's what I hear us saying, which would sunset this as a recommendation per se to include, but as a recommend to work. And we can work on the wording there. Hans?
Yeah, and just as the examples, when we look at level two, the term administered and administration goes back and forth between the topics. The notion of a list, medication list, is not separately mentioned. And I think that would be very helpful if we recognize that as a separate concept. Then that can help to further understand what goes where and can compare it with the way that such data is typically managed. So I completely agree that this is, based on the confusion, not the right time to suggest to put it into USCDI version 4, but something to work on to get ready in a state where it's better understood.
And we can work with ONC to figure out whether it's a recommendation 30 or whether it's a future work in the latter section. Are we all in agreement that that's where we're landing again at the 11th hour?
Well, I just think there's this deep confusion about codes and fields that maybe we should have a little lecture on somewhere along the line.
Yeah.
Because it's where it's stored and what it's, medication codes can be the same everywhere. It's going to be, if it's the field for administered or the field for, you know, prescribed, it's going to, that's what tells you that part. You're not going to be changing the code for the drug from those different contexts.
Thank you very much. And this kind of goes into some of the status conversations we were talking about in our meetings prior. So there's actually a fair amount of critical work regarding medication documentation that we know needs to happen. Stephen, before we move on to the next one.
Yeah. Don't move on. It seems like we're throwing the baby out with the bathwater here. I mean, medication route.
Correct.
Medication, okay, sorry. You know, that's good, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the thing that we keep stumbling on is just this medication administered code.
Yes.
Let's not dump the whole thing just because that one remains unclear to us.
My apologies. That actually was my recommendation. If you scroll down, you can see. consider advancing medication route and advise ONC to work with stakeholders to clarify definition standards for the other elements for USDIV 5.
Well, how about say recommend advancing medication?
Correct. Yeah. So it was my comments, but are we okay? Right. Thank you, Stephen, for grounding us again. Are we okay with We are in agreement as far as I hear us stating on medication route, and then underneath we could state as a comment, as we have in other areas, suggest that ONC should work with stakeholders, including HL7, others, to clarify elements to describe administration status, discharge status, et cetera, et cetera. Right.
Well, I think we should, that statement that we would add a medication administrative code is completely wrong. It's a medication no matter where.
That's why I was using the term statuses as opposed to codes.
So, Mike, right? I like what you're putting in as bullet 4. It looks like we should probably remove bullet 1.
Correct.
Does
bullet 2 stay?
Yes, 2 and 3 should stay, right? We want those included.
So are we taking this out here as well?
We would, yes.
And what was the rest of this?
I would include HL7 and NCPDP. Both are SDO
stakeholders.
And NLM.
You and I were going to say the same thing. I expect you take it.
So we usually use stakeholders to refer to all of them.
Yeah, we haven't defined the specific stakeholders in the past. I think it's okay to state that could be if we just say interested parties or stakeholders as we have in the past, I think it covers it. I think what I hear us saying is working with stakeholders to define elements for documenting medication administered statuses or something to that effect.
Data elements to... I'm sorry, Sarah.
To further define medication administered statuses. But that's just my attempt.
Like it.
And because there's a lot of statuses.
Define, but also document. I mean, that's we're trying to capture it, right?
So I think there's a missing word before medication administration status. And I think you said define, and that's probably it, but it's also
You define elements for documenting data elements for medication administration statuses. Because actually many of the things that you're talking about here, discharge, whatever, they're all different. Okay, perfect. Thank you, Stephen Lane, for walking me back from the brink there. Okay. Are we good with this?
Team effort.
Yes. Okay. This is a big one. Mm-hmm. And again, I feel like this critic is not, if we can scroll back up for 1 second, we do need to, I just want to look at it as it stands as a final thing. I want to acknowledge that, Nedra, I hope you feel us supporting CMS and CDC on the importance of this, agreeing to go forward with what we know we all agree on, and really stating very clearly that we need to support CMS and CDC and the ecosystem and these critical status elements that will help us across the ecosystem.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I understand.
Okay, so we can resolve. Thank you, Nedra. So we can resolve these comments, Mike, and move on to the final one that was, we can resolve at any point in time. But I think the final element was just the only thing that needed to be thought of here. This is it, friends. There was some thought of, because this is a recommendation to CMS and not to ONC specifically, that it would not necessarily be part of our recommendations to HITECH. And that's the only thing that we have to discuss. How do we feel about that?
Mark? Yeah, I think unless we're saying that we should recommend that ONC work with CMS to do this, it probably doesn't belong in our recommendations. I'm sorry.
I think that was Mike's suggestion, is just to wordsmith and say ONC should work with CMS.
We've done that before.
Rather than make a statement directed at CMS directly.
That makes sense. That's the precedent we've had before. So ONC should, is how we've been saying things, work with CMS to consider moving to evaluate moving the CCN from the current, I think maybe evaluate is better than consider here.
And I don't think we have spelled out CCN before in the recommendations yet, have we? That might be helpful to just spell it out.
That's true.
And friendly amendment, change work to collaborate. It's like.
Oh, collaborate. Thank you. Yes. All right. Are we all good with that as a stance, understanding that we can add the CCN full name and then parenthetical following? We all good?
Is it time for a second woohoo?
I feel like we need one.
This is Steve. This is Steve. Please look at the last component of that edit, so that we're looking at the right conditional here. In other words, if the organizational day class, in other words, are we looking at if the organizational hospital type is supported in V5, or are we looking for them to include it in V5?
Rob, is this a comment on that? I think I need help understanding.
Sure. Right now, if you read it, the phraseology could easily be read is work on the data balance, but only if the organizational hospital identifier data is included in V5. Isn't the goal to include them in V5?
Okay. Okay, hear what you're saying, I think. So I think what, to make it simpler, it could just be ONC should collaborate with CMS to evaluate moving the CCN to the currently proposed facility information data class to the organization data class. You could just state that.
Period.
Yeah. Period.
Yes.
Yes. So stopping there, correct, Mike, and everything else is unnecessary. Mike, does that sound good?
Wonderful.
Okay, great.
And then Raj had a key comment that we should go back to.
Yes, I see. So if we, Mike, thank you for your patience. We're good with this one of the stands, correct? Okay, thank you for your patience. Mike, if you can take us back to 24, please.
And I don't know that this is needed because it's just requesting a slight tweak to the name for clarity, but we had pulled out for other laboratory data elements that these are required by CLIA, so I figured we might as well be consistent.
And do we do that in the recommendation or how about we just put as a comment, Mike, that in line with other recommendations, we add the comment regarding CLIA, right? And then we can just add that as we have based on the others. Does that sound good, Raj?
Sounds great.
Agree.
So Mike, I would just make a comment here and said, add CLIA comment. And then we can work on that.
Sounds good.
All right. Okay.
All done with this?
All done with this. I think we go to public comment.
Great. All right, everybody, we're going to open up our meeting for public comment. If you're on Zoom and would like to make a comment, please use the hand raise function, which is located on the Zoom toolbar at the bottom of your screen. If you happen to be on the phone only, press star 9 to raise your hand, and once called upon, press star 6 to mute and unmute your line. So let me see if anyone has raised their hand. We just have a few public attendees, but I'd just like to take this opportunity to thank all of you once again on behalf of ONC for your great work. I know this has been a lot, and I really appreciate it. It's been great working with all of you, so thank you so much. And I'll turn it back to our co-chairs. I don't see any public comments.
All right. I just want to take a moment for to say a collective thank you to all of you for working so hard on these recommendations over the course of this last time. You've been very kind to the brand new co-chairs of the ISWD to this work, and your investment has made it possible for us to complete our charge. Going forward, what we'll do is create the presentation to HITECH, and just incredibly grateful to work with you all. Just thank you so much. That's my final statement. Naresh, any final elements?
Sure, Sarah. It's a great effort with the team here, and really appreciate Sarah stepping forward on most of the conversations here, and the backend also SL team helping us a lot to onboard the new co-chairs. Right, it's a lot of work. So definitely thanks a lot, and all those who contributed with subgroup conversations and finalizing this into a more smooth execution compared to other work group meetings that I've been so far. Thanks a lot.
Grateful to work with all of you experts and wise people. So thank you so much, and we will see you at HITECH.